Hallelujah. You stand over. Hallelujah. The song said, I'm glad I got Jesus in my corner. I'm glad Jesus in my corner too. Ain't you glad Jesus in your corner? You know what a corner man does? Corner man gives you instruction. Corner man teaches you what to do. He tells you what to do when you're out there fighting. So I'm glad I got Jesus in my corner. Amen. You got Jesus in your corner this morning. Amen. Give God some praise this morning. Because Jesus, he gonna tell you what to do. Amen. You need a good corner man. Amen. You need a good corner man. They had a corner man, only know one, by name, Eddie Futch, I think his name. He was a good corner man, I believe. Was he a corner man? One of those corner men working for Muhammad Ali. You got the best corner man in the world. Amen. He going to tell you when to do it, when to throw the punch. He going to tell you when to bob. He going to tell you when you should weave. He going to tell you everything. He going to tell you how to shuffle your... God going to tell you everything. God is in your corner. Amen. He's in your corner today. We do thank the Lord for being here this morning. We thank God for his goodness, his mercy. We just thank God for just being God. Amen. I thank the Lord that he's in my corner. And I'm glad I got Jesus. I'm glad he's in my corner. I'm glad God is working for me, working with me, working through me. Amen. Amen. God is good. He's a merciful God. I truly thank God for being here this morning. What he's doing in my life, how he's keeping me encouraged, amen, how he's keeping you encouraged. I just pray that the Lord is, I know God moving for you. He moving, you know, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or even think, brother. He landed on you, ain't he? And he said, Brother Al, I got to tell you, everything that I put in that box is coming to pass. It's coming to pass. Everything I put in that box is coming to pass. So God going to answer your prayer. Amen. But you just got to know how to praise God in your trials. You got to know how to praise God in your tests. Amen. You got to learn how to do it. And if you don't know how, God going to teach you how to do it. That's your corner man. He going to teach you how to praise God. He going to teach you how to worship him. He going to teach you how to walk with him. When you feel like you're walking by yourself. Amen. God is with you this morning. Tell somebody God is with me this morning. Now tell somebody else God is with you this morning. He's with you. He ain't never left you. God is good. He ain't going nowhere. He promised he can't go nowhere. He's bound by his word. Amen. He's bound by, he keep his word. He can't leave you. Feel like he left me. I don't know where he at, Brother Al. He's right there with you. He's inside of you. Amen. We're going to be in Jeremiah 32 today. Talking about Jeremiah. He buys a field from his cousins. I'm glad that Jesus is in my corner. Man, I'm telling you, if he wasn't in my corner, I don't know what I'd do. You know, I lose every fight. I have not lost a battle because he gave me the victory. He's been fighting them for me. Amen. God been fighting your battles for you all your life. Amen. It ain't been you. It's been the corner man. It's been that man in that corner telling you what to do, how to get past this next trial. Amen. You know, I heard somebody say this morning that he ain't through blessing you. How could he be? Because we still here. He got to keep blessing us. Amen. You ain't going nowhere yet. So and when you go, you're going to be really blessed. Amen. So God is going to continue to bless you. That's what he does. He's a blesser. Amen. He's a keeper. Amen. Thank God for my wife. Thank God for all of y'all being here this morning. I thank the Lord for the praise and worship service this morning. I thank God for all of you all. I truly thank the Lord for you just obeying the Spirit. You know, we got to obey God. We know we got things set in order, but when God say do something, we just got to do it. Amen. We got to follow the Spirit, or otherwise we're going to miss out. And this ain't no time to be missing out now on no bargains. Amen. My wife liked to go to them stores when they had them newspapers. Now they got a sale this week. I said, they're going to have one every week. That newspaper ain't going to stop. They're going to have a sale every week. But Amen. All you got to do is praise him for it. Amen. All you got to do is thank him for it. Amen. And it is yours. It would be yours if you thank him and praise him for it. Amen. God is good. Ain't it? Give him one more good clap offering. He's a good God. He's a mighty God. He's the same God. He's an unchangeable God. Hallelujah. What he did for one, he'll do for another. Amen. He gonna keep on blessing. That's just what he does. He keeps on blessing us. Amen. Thank God for, I was got to mention Pastor. Thank God for her. For, man, I thank the Lord. Man, he is so good. We went to go, I told this before, when we went to go and see her and pray for her, boy, God, he knows how to answer prayer, don't he? He answered prayer by praying. You know, how is that possible? Huh? How is that possible? Is that too hard? All things are possible with God. Amen. All things are possible. We're not going to try to prolong you today. Today we're going to, after service, we're going across the street to all those who have volunteered. We're going to go across the street and finish passing out the welcome bags that we have prepared for our new neighbors across the street. We don't, my wife was just adamant about this. We don't do no one and out. We got to stay consistent. And I thank God for her helping me with that. You know, and so we got to get over there often and compel them to come. And let them know that we do care. It's not over here. It's just not us. We want them to be a part of us. Is that all right? We want the neighbors, the whole county over, if they want to be part of this church and be part of God's family. Father God, we want to thank you today for what you've already done, God. We thank you for all the testimonies, Lord God, that we've heard of your goodness, Lord God, how you have blessed with jobs, how you cancel debts, Lord God, how you move, Father God, on the plane. Lord, you're just everywhere and you're doing everything, God. And Lord, we just thank and praise you for it. But Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would just help me, Father God, encourage your people in this hour, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We need encouragement, God, each and every minute, every hour, Lord, because we know that the enemy is not stopping. But, Lord, we're not going to stop either, Lord God. We're going to continue, God, to stand fast in your word, God. We're going to be, God, steadfast, God, unmovable and always abounding, God, in your work, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Now we pray, Father God, that you would use me for the time, God, that you have given me, Lord God. Speak to me, God. Speak through me, Father God. Give me words of encouragement, God. Give me words, Father God, that would uplift, God, and encourage, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we pray, Father God, that your perfect will be done this morning, God. We give you praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen. We'll be talking about Jeremiah buying this field this morning. Jeremiah 32, starting at verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar. For then the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in King Judah's house. For Zedekiah, king of Judah, had shut him up, saying, "Wherefore dost thou prophesy and say, thus said the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And Zedekiah, the king of Judah, shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold his eyes." He's saying, look, God is for sure telling this man what's going to happen. So you're going to meet the king of Babylon. You're going to meet him face to face. You're going to speak to him. And King Zedekiah is upset at Jeremiah for speaking the word of God. People are going to get mad at you because you speak what God tells you to speak. Amen. But you got to speak the word anyway. And he said, he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall he be until I visit him, said the Lord. Though you fight with the Chaldeans, you shall not prosper. And Jeremiah said, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, behold, Hanamel, the son of Shalom, thine uncle shall come unto thee, saying, buy thee my field that is in Anathoth, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. So Hanamel, my uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison according to the word of the Lord, and said unto me, buy my field, I pray thee, this that it is that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine. Buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. Here it is. The word of the Lord is coming to Jeremiah, telling him what's going to happen to the king, because they was disobedient. They didn't obey God. And so God was bringing in the Babylonian country to overtake Israel, to besiege the city, take all the goods. And you know, when somebody come in, any nation come into any other country to besiege it, it's chaos. You know, they ain't taking it easy. You know, they taking it by force. They kicking your doors in, they taking your children, they killing folk. I mean, it's chaotic when some country come into another country to besiege it, amen? And he said, the Lord came to him and told him that his cousin was going to come to him and ask him to buy his field. And so verse 8, it happened just as God told Jeremiah. He said, then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. Here it is. Jeremiah said, I knew it. It couldn't be nobody but God. Amen. Because it happened just like he said it would. How many know when God speak a word that it's going to happen just like he said it was going to happen? Like he said it's going to happen. Amen. So you got, when God tell you something, you can put your foot on it. You can stand on what God tells you. He said, then I knew that this was the word. Jeremiah knew that the word was real because it came from God, because it happened just like God said. Anybody had one of those experiences in your life where when God tell you something, it's going to happen just like he said it was going to happen? Amen. Amen. So we shouldn't be surprised, but we do get surprised, Jack. We do get like, say what? You kidding me? No, I ain't kidding. We've been praying for it. We've been fasting for it. We've been asking God for it. No, I ain't kidding. It happened. Just as he said, Paul said, the Lord came to me and I believe as he has said unto me, it shall be. Amen. So when God speak a word to you, you grab hold of that word. Amen. You keep that word. You carry that word until that word come to pass, until you birth that word birth. Amen. It's got to bring forth. Amen. What God has said, because God's word ain't going to return to him void. Lord, it's like God sending out his word to us and then go back to God and say, well, it didn't work, God. You know, people say, well, Al, I told him what you told me to tell him. Daddy, I told Chunk, I told Jalen, but they didn't do it. What? My word is supposed to prosper, right? Whatever I say is supposed to happen. Amen. That's what God is saying. Whatever he says is going to happen. Not supposed. It's going to happen. Amen. It will happen. Amen. So it happened just like God said it would. God speak a word, it's going to happen just like he said. He says he's not a man. The Bible says God is not a man that he shall lie. Amen. Neither the son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, then he's going to make good on it. If he spoke, he's going to make good on his word. Amen. You know, when you hear God's word, you got to move and you got to act quickly on God's word. Sometimes we miss out because we don't move when he say move. We don't do when he say do it. Amen. We sit there and we contemplate, well, is this you, Lord? He said, try the word. Try. You know, you ain't gonna get hurt. You know, if the word worked, then you know it was God. Amen. But don't sit there and contemplate and miss your blessing. Don't let the word skip over you that he's telling you to do something and somebody else snatch it. We've seen that happen often. God's speaking the word in his church. He's speaking the word Church, and some it skip over some of us, and some other people get it, and we don't see them no more. Amen. They come back and testify. It's like a slap in the face. They come back and say, yeah, when pastor was preaching, and she said do such and such, and do such and such, and we said do such and such, I got it. And all the saints are here like, well, I ain't get it. You know, none of their hands go up. I want your hand to go up. Amen. He wants you to say, I got it, Lord. I got the victory. Anybody know that you can have the victory? Anybody know that you already what? Got the victory. Amen. You already got the victory. You can have it and you can exercise in it. God wants you to, he's giving you the victory. But you just got to exercise the word. You just got to believe the word. You got to do what the word say do. Amen. And so so verse 9, he said, and I bought the field of Hanamel, my uncle's son, that was in Anathoth, and weighed him the money, even 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribed the evidence and sealed it and took witness and weighed him the money in the balance. So he said, when God told him to buy this field, he got it quickly. But it is so strange to me. He's in prison and God's telling him to buy a field, buy some land. You know, what is he going to do with this land while he's locked up? Amen. Most people would just say, well, Lord, I'm in no position to do nothing. I'm not, you know, that can't be God. I'm not buying this land. You know, I know you're my cousin. I know you're my brother, but what I'm going to do with it? You know, God was trying to show Jeremiah something. See, Jeremiah obeyed God, regardless if he understood what God was saying or not. See, a lot of us, we think that we got to know first. You know, God said, the Bible says, get an understanding. With all thy getting, get an understanding. Got to understand first. No, that ain't faith, amen. We walk by faith, not by sight, amen. You know, you ain't going to always understand God. You ain't going to always tell you why and when. He just wants you to do what? Obey. God wants you to obey. And so he said, I bought this field. And he hurried up and bought the field. And what I found out about this name, this place, this field, Anathoth, it means shouting or crying. Amen. It means answers to the prayer. Spiritually, I believe that Anathoth is being in a place. You being in a place of a crying out and a shouting. Remember how the children of Israel, they were in bondage and they were crying out to God. They were shouting. They was mad. They was upset that they were in bondage. Amen. And so Anathoth, some of God's people are in this place right now where they're crying out to God. They're shouting out to God. Amen. Amen. But God hears your prayer. Amen. Because it don't only means to shout or cry out. It means also to answer your prayer. God wants you to know that you might be in a place of Anathoth. God hears your prayer. Amen. God hears you every day. God hears you right now. So keep crying out to God, because God is going to cry. God is going to answer your prayer. They were under siege and things were so chaotic in the, so much chaotic in the land. And people got a whole lot of chaotic in their lives today. You know, and that's a place of Anathoth. You know, it's chaotic in the land, chaotic in your home, chaotic in the church. It's, you know, it's chaos in the schools. It's just chaos everywhere. Amen. So we ought to be crying out, you know, crying out to God. Amen. You know, he says this is a spiritual place that we're in. You know, God is doing something spiritually, you know. So keep shouting, keep crying. And God is going to what? He's going to answer your prayer, because Anathoth means to shout or cry and answer prayer. Amen. So be encouraged. God is going to answer your prayer. So some of us are in a place where things are just ain't going right. Amen. There's chaos, things we don't understand, but God hears you. God hears you. God knows what you need. And he says he bought this land from his cousin named Hanamel. Hanamel is God's gift. Amen. God's favor. God is so gracious. And so God is so gracious, and God gives us gifts, and God gives us favor when we cry out to God. Amen. So don't worry about the place that you're in. You know, just remember what God has done for you in the past. Amen. Remember how God brought you out of this place that you were in. Amen. And so Hanamel means God's grace. Amen. God is so graceful. Amen. God is so graceful. He does things that we don't deserve. Amen. God does things that we don't deserve at all. And God gives us favor each and every day. So he was in a place. Some of y'all might be in a place. Some of us might be in a place where we need to cry out to God. And where God, and when we start crying out sincere in our heart, God going to answer us and give you that favor. How many know that you got favor this morning? God's favor is up on you. Amen. God's favor is always on you. Amen. That's all he's telling you this morning, that God's favor is always on you. Hallelujah. And why this man was selling property, you know, during that time, I don't know. Maybe he thought the property wasn't going to be worth nothing. Maybe he thought, you know, they're going to come and take it anyway, so let me make something off of it. It may not be worth what it used to be worth. Amen. You know, some of us feel like that we ain't worth what we should be worth. Amen. So people don't treat you like you deserve. Amen. The devil sure don't treat you like you're supposed to be treated. Amen. So maybe he thought it wasn't going to be worth nothing anymore. So I just sell it to my cousin. And he didn't know, Hanamel didn't know that he was up under a divine order. And some of God's people don't understand that the things that we do, the things that we have to go through, we're up under a divine order. Amen. God is operating through us. Amen. But sometimes we just don't know why. You know, this man, I don't believe he didn't know why he was supposed to sell his house during this time. Amen. You know, there's a lot of things God's going to tell you to do that you ain't going to know why. But God wants you just to obey. Amen. And so some of us, we don't realize that we're working and God is working through us. It don't seem like it, Brother Al. It don't feel like it, Brother Al. It don't look like God is working through me. I don't understand why I'm doing this. Your steps are ordered by God. Amen. The steps of a good man are ordered. This man didn't know why he was selling his property, but God was finna show Jeremiah something that he didn't know either. Amen. God's finna show us something that we just don't know. God gonna show you some things that you don't understand right now. Amen. But God gonna tell you, he gonna tell Jeremiah why he did this. Amen. And so a good man's steps are ordered by God. Amen. And it is God that what? Worketh in you both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. And so you ain't going to know all the time why God is taking you down the road that he took you down. You ain't going to understand why people want to come against you for no good reason. Amen. You ain't going to know why the people want to slander your name. Amen. But God got a reason for it. Amen. God finna do something for you. So they was in a place where it was besieged and all this chaos was going. They was taking things from people, you know, but this man, Hanamel, he had to sell this property to Jeremiah. There are some things that you just got to do and you don't know why. There are some things that God's going to cause to happen in your life and you just ain't going to know why. Because God was about to show Jeremiah something. They were under siege, amen. Everything was desolate. It wasn't worth nothing no more, Harley. You know, because the enemy come in and took everything. Don't you feel like sometimes the enemy come in your place, come in your house, come in your life, and just try to ravish and take everything. He tried to come and take everything. But God was telling Jeremiah to buy this field, buy this land. He said, I'm going to restore it. And he was showing Jeremiah that even though that this field ain't don't look like it's worth nothing. Even though you feel like sometimes that, Lord, I ain't good enough. God finna show you something that how good you are to him. Amen. What you mean to him. Amen. God's going to show him. He said in verse 15, he said, for thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. So whatever you had that the devil took from you, God is saying, look, I'm going to restore it. Amen. Whatever the devil came and took out of your possession, he came and deceived you out of your possession. God said it's going to happen again. God is going to restore everything that the devil has taken from you. He said houses and land and vineyards shall be possessed in this land. You're going to possess what you used to have. Amen. It's going to be greater though. It's going to be better than what you used to have. God does things exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Amen. So God said, it don't make no difference, Jeremiah, how bad it is right now. It don't make no difference, my sister, my brother, how bad it is right now. But God said he's going to, you're going to possess what you already had. Amen. It's going to come back to you, but it's going to be better. Amen. He going to make it better than what it used to be. Might not be looking good right now. Things might be chaotic right now. No matter how much you've been praying, no matter how much you've been praying, how much you've been fasting, how much you've been going to church, how much you've been seeking God, it seems like nothing ever is going to happen. Amen. But God is bringing the light. Amen. Rise and shine, he said, for the glory of the Lord has risen up on you. Your light is going to shine. Amen. How many know that your light is going to shine? How many know that your light is already shining? Your light ain't never went out. Your light has always been shining. Jesus is the light. Amen. He ain't dim. We running from the light. We got to walk in the light. Amen. We got to pray in the light. We got to be and live in the light. Well, if God spoke it to you, then it's going to happen just like he said. Amen. How many know if God spoke this thing to you? God spoke this morning. If you grab that word, it's going to be even as the Lord says. You just got to encourage yourself and keep on moving. You just got to encourage yourself. How many know you got to encourage yourself? You got to encourage yourself in the Lord, David said. Sometimes you got to pat your own self on the back. You got to lift your own countenance, you know, because everybody ain't going to be on the same page as you on. Amen. Go with me to verse 41. In that same chapter, I was telling Jeremiah, God is telling you this morning that whatever he tell you to do, do it. Amen. He's telling you that the land that you're in, you, the place that you're living, the place that your children are living, amen, God is going to prosper it again. It's not going to always be desolate. It's not going to always be barren. Amen. It's going to bear fruit. Amen. Because he said it, not because of what you've done. Because of what he said, amen, because of his word, he's got to keep his word. And this is what he says. He said, look, he said, yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good. And I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and my whole soul. God is commanding his own self. Amen. Just like he commanded us to love him with all our heart, with all our soul. Amen. He said, I'm going to rejoice over you with all my heart. And with all my soul, God going to rejoice. He said right back at you. You serve me and serve me with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. And I'm going to rejoice over you with all my heart, with all my soul. God going to do something great in your life. Amen. God ain't finished blessing you. God ain't through blessing the church. Amen. God ain't through with Revival Center. God ain't through with your children. He ain't through with your sons and your daughters. God ain't finished with them. Amen. I was talking to a young man last night. He called me and said he wanted to talk to me about something. My brother-in-law. And so he said, man, I'm stuck on this scripture. He said, I don't understand what David is talking about. So we talked about that. And we talked about how God sent out 12 spies. Amen. And two came back with a bad report. And I'm talking about how bad the land is for the children. He said, man, I don't know what's going to happen to my daughters when I leave here. It's so bad. I said, man, we kind of sound like the 10 spies. I said, we don't know what's going to happen to our children. I said, I bet you my mom and daddy probably thought that about me, about their kids. Boy, it's getting so bad. We don't know what's going to become of our children. And then here we go. Well, It's getting bad out. We didn't have to deal with this kind of stuff. We don't know what's going to happen to that next generation. Well, God said, I'll tell you what's going to happen to that generation. You ain't going to get over there. You may not make it over there, but I'm going to take care of them. God said, your kids ain't going to be no prey. God going to use them just like he used you. Amen. I tell you, man, this is our time. This is what we're going through right now. They're going to have their moment, but God, he's the same God. Amen. He's going to bring them through. He's going to bring them out just like he brought you through and like he's bringing you out. Amen. So he's the same God. He ain't going to change. He's still going to work. And he said, I'm going to rejoice over you with my whole heart and my whole soul. Man, can't fathom what that is. And verse 42 says, for thus said the Lord, like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people. God allowed all this stuff happen to his people. But it's for a reason. Sometimes we get disobedience. Sometimes we unfaithful. For whatever reason, God allowed these things to happen. He said, just like I allow this stuff to happen to you. Look what he said. So will I bring up on them all the good, all the good that I have promised them. God is a promise keeper, ain't he? He said, because you're going through right now, don't worry about that. Just deal with it. Deal with it. Walk in the light. Amen. Walk through it. I'm with you. My grace is sufficient. He said, just when I brought all of this stuff up, allowed this stuff to come up on you, he said, I'm going to do all the good. So I will bring up on them all the God got all goodness. Amen. His goodness and his mercy will follow you. What? Some of your days of your life. It may follow you sometimes. He said his goodness and his mercy going to follow you all the days. Can you imagine a hard-headed child still got the love of their mama and their daddy? Well, here we are. We get hard-headed sometimes, but we still got the love of our Father. Amen. He said, I've loved you with a what? Everlasting love. A love that ain't going to never go away. Who can separate us from the love of God? Huh? What can separate us from the love of God, Paul said? Shall peril? Trials? Death? Like, can't nothing separate us from God's love. So when you find yourself going through, remember what God said. Remember that he said, look, you might be in a desolate place right now. Things get desolate when you're in need. You know? I mean, stuff happened. I mean, stuff happened after, like this. Right? You know, this come, then this come, then that come. Well, just like those things came, that's how your blessing's going to come. God ain't going to give you a blessing and wait. I told you, it don't take God long to do nothing. It don't take him long at all to do nothing. That's why I was looking for somebody to stand up and say, well, I got what I needed today. We ain't got to wait till next Sunday when we all meet again. We're here right now, and we know God is here. God is present right now. Amen. And so God said, you know, just as I allowed and brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. God promised good things for us. Amen. God promised salvation. Amen. He promised to save us from the wrath to come. Also, God promised to save us from all the destruction that is around us right now. He promised to save you from the next car accident. He promised to save your children. So God promised these things. He said, I promised this and it's going to happen. Amen. He promised us eternal life, that where we're going ain't going to be no more dying. We're going to live forever. God promised to forgive us for all our sins. Amen. If we confess them. Amen. God promised these things. He promised to wash those sins away. Every one of them, gone. That's a promise from God. And God would do it if you believe. He promised us an adoption. Amen. When, you know, he promised to bring us in. You know, I know some people out there, some out here, I know quite a few people. Say their mama left them on the steps of somebody else. They left them, put them up for adoption. It's a lot of people, a lot of kids up for adoption. Some people left their kids in the trash can, in bathrooms, amen. But God, they didn't want them. They couldn't handle them at the time, I guess, you know. For whatever reason. But God said, I'm going to bring you into my family. Amen. And when God brings you into his family, then you inherit everything else. You inherit everything that everybody else got. Amen. You inherit life eternal. Well, I know y'all, Brother Al, well, what about finance, Al? You get that too. But God ain't, he ain't concerned about it, but he don't want you worried about all of that. He don't want you worried about it because he going to take care of you. Amen. God looking for us to seek him for righteousness, for holiness. Amen. That's he to seek ye first. My favorite scriptures. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these what? All these things. The money that you're looking for, the house that you need, the car that you want and need, you know, your kids that need to be saved. Amen. Health and strength, all these things will be added unto you. Everything is going to be added unto you if you seek him first. You got to do that first. Amen. He says, so just like all the evil that I allowed to come up on these people, I'm going to bring all the good that I promised to them. You know, so when people reject you, they don't want to have nothing else to do. When they left the kids here, left them there, they can't handle the kids. God said, I'll take them in. Bring them to my house. That's what God's telling us to do every day. Amen. Go out there and compel them to come. All right? Go out there and tell them that there's room at the cross. There's room at my Father's house. Amen? We got to believe that there is room at our Father's house. And so when you feel like you've been rejected, know that God is accepting you. Amen? Joseph, when he was rejected, God chose him and elevated him. Amen? So a lot of people are cast down, but they're not destroyed. And so when they cast down, God brings them in and he elevates them. And people wonder, who brought you up? People often, I get this all the time. Boy, your mama did a good job on you. Your mama. I say it was me, it was my mama and my daddy. You know, we had them both. So some people don't have them both, amen? But you got God and that's all you need. If you got God, that's all you need. You may not never have a mother in your life. You may not never have a biological daddy in your life, but you got God. That's all you need. God going to take you in. He going to take care of you. Amen. He promised to take care of you. All the good, he said, this land that he bought, that Jeremiah bought, he was showing Jeremiah that this land is going to prosper again. This land is going to have vineyards. This land is going to have what it needs. Amen. This land. How about you? God is talking about you spiritually. He's talking about this land. These people. Amen. You got to know that God can take care of you. Amen. He will take care of you. Jeremiah 33 says, look, behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will perform that good thing which I have promised unto the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. And in those days shall Judah be saved. Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. God was called the Lord our righteousness, and we call him the Lord our righteousness, Jehovah sick and new. God was called the Lord our righteousness because we didn't have what it take, and we don't have what it take to be righteous. And so God had to send his only begotten son to make us righteous. Amen. So we don't understand. We don't understand. What real righteousness is like until God showed it to us. Amen. For the gospel revealed the righteousness of God that comes by faith, from faith to faith, just as it written, we the just shall live by faith. So Jeremiah was being showed what God was going to do. And so he purchased this property. He purchased this land for 17 shekels of silver. And Jesus, he was just showing us what he was going to do. and what he has done. Jesus purchased a field. A field would be a price to pay for. You know, a field is a piece of land and it's a piece of property. Don't you know that we are God's property? We belong to God. And so Jeremiah was showing us in a spiritual way how the Lord came from heaven. He came down to purchase this property, you, me. You know, we are God's property. The earth is the Lord, amen. The fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We belong to God. God was saying they belong to me. And he was showing us that I'm going to purchase you. I got to pay a price for you. And it wasn't no 30 pieces of silver, it wasn't 17 pieces of silver. God, the Lord, died and he gave up his life. He shed his precious blood. Amen. And so Jeremiah was instructed to buy the field, you know, that was undesirable, doomed to be sieged. Amen. And how many know before the Lord redeemed you, you was undesirable, doomed to be besieged. Amen. You were doomed. Before God got a hold of any of us, we were messed up. And so when he bought us, and when Jeremiah bought that land, and he showed Jeremiah, he said, look, in this land, they're going to prosper again. So God is telling us that in this land, you're going to prosper again. Because I've taken you into myself. I paid a great price for you. You belong to me now. And if you belong to God, what don't belong to you? If you belong to God, what's not at your possession? If you belong to God, how can you not make it through? Amen. He made a way for you. When the Lord purchased you with his precious blood. Let's read. Peter said, look, you wasn't, for as much as you know, that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, for from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. He said, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, as a lamb without spot or blemish. Amen. He said, you wasn't redeemed by corruptible things and by the conversation that your mama and your daddy passed down to you, how you supposed to keep the traditions and you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that. But you wasn't redeemed by those things. Jesus came and gave his life for you. Amen. He gave his life that you might have life. He gave his life so you can live. Amen. Not just live over there, but you got to live over here too. God understands your needs. So you're going to prosper in this land because we're the land. Amen. You know, we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. We belong to God. Amen. So Jeremiah was just showing, depicting a picture of what we are going to be. Amen. What we are going to be. What we are. We are blessed, highly favored, shouting, praising God, and him answering your prayer. Amen. In a chaotic position, in a chaotic life. Amen. God is saying that I'm with you. I'm going to always be with you. And he was willing to give up his life. He was willing to die. He was willing to purchase. You know, they say in the law that in order for a kinsman, the next of kin, to buy property, he have to want it. They weren't allowed to sell property to strangers unless nobody wanted it. You know, nobody wanted you. Nobody wanted me. But we had a kinsman, Jesus. What made him kinsman? He was wrapped in flesh just like you and me. You know, he was human. And so he had the right to purchase us. But back in the day, if they didn't want to purchase, they didn't have to purchase. They had to want to do it. But Jesus wanted to do it. He wanted to buy you back. Amen. He wanted to redeem you from death and hell. And so he gave his life that we might have life. Amen. That we may have it eternally. And so God is telling us this morning that regardless of the situation, regardless of your circumstances, amen, God is going to prosper you. You'll prosper. Amen. You're going to prosper. He said, not one good promise I'm going to withhold. God going to perform every promise in this Bible. Every spoken word over your life, he said he's going to perform. Amen. So God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he should repent. Had he said it and not do it, had he spoken and not make good on his word, how many know God going to make good on his word? How many know God has already made good on his word? His word will not return to him void. Amen. God is with you and God is for you. God is going to bless you. He's going to restore you. He's going to raise you back up. He's going to lift up that bow down head. That's what God's going to do. God's going to put joy in your heart. Amen. He's going to put joy in your steps. That's what God is going to do. Amen. God is doing it each and every day. All you got to do is trust him. Trust in God. He won't never fail. Amen. God ain't never lost the battle. He ain't never lost the case. And God ain't going to lose. Amen. Can't nobody. Now wait. All that the Father has given me, he said, shall come to me. And can't nobody pluck them out of my hand. Can't nobody snatch him out. He's too strong. Can't nobody snatch him, snatch you out of his hand. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to leave this with you. You can step out of his hand. You can fall from grace. But ain't no man strong enough. Ain't no devil strong enough to pluck you out of his hand. Regardless, you fall, you get up. That's what the song said. We fall down, but we get up. Amen. You know, we don't die, we multiply. That's what we was talking about this morning. We get out there, we're gonna bring in sons and daughters of God, amen. We're going to be out there witnessing and testifying about how good God is. Even though you might be going through right now, don't give up that testimony about how good he is. Don't think you got to wait until he bless you in your circumstance before you can say how good he is. He's good, ain't he? Amen. He is good and he's good all the time. So God has blessed you and God going to continue to bless you. God has prospered you and he's going to continue to prosper you. Amen. Because that's his promise. He promised, amen, when he brought you into his own. You know, how many bring people in and you ain't got nowhere to sit them? You bring them in, you ain't got nowhere for them to sleep. You bring them in, you ain't got the ability to clothe them. You bring them in, you can't feed them. Amen. But that ain't like God. God bring you, he got clothes for you. He got shoes for your feet. He got money for your pocket. Amen. He got food for you to eat. He got a place where you can rest your head. God got what you need. Amen. He ain't going to leave you hanging. God ain't going to leave you hanging. He's in your corner and he's going to instruct you what you should do. He's going to tell you when you should go left or tell you when you should go right. Amen. He's going to tell you when you should be still. Amen. He's going to tell you when to speak. He's going to tell you when to be quiet. God is with you. Amen. How many know that God is? How many believe God is with him this morning? God is with you this morning. He's in your corner. He's the best corner man you can ever have. I'm glad that he came and found me. I'm glad that I met him. I might have been at the well. Amen. But I was at the club when I met him. Amen. I don't know where you was at when you met him. I was at the club and he made himself real to me at the club. When he told me to go home, get out of here. You don't belong here. I might have been still sitting in the club, not married to my beautiful wife if I had not obeyed. Because she wasn't going to come in no club and get me. Had to be somebody else that's mightier than her. Amen. He told me to go. He told me three times. But on that third time, I made haste. And I got up and I got out. I ain't been in a club since. I fell. But he's always there to lift me up. I stumbled. He's always there to catch me. He's always there. He's always been there. Amen. When I thought I wasn't going to be able to prosper, I thought I had to do it, Brother Joe, Brother Brian. It had to be me. I got to do it. I want my wife to look at me. I want to be her knight shining armor. But I found out I couldn't do it all. I couldn't do nothing without him. It was him working through me. It was him working for me. It was him working with me. Amen. It was God doing it all the longest, but he had to let me know that it was him. It ain't none of you. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's God that's moving the mountains. Amen. Amen. All we got to do is speak to God. Going to do the moving. Amen. It's all God. All we got to do is say, Lord, I need this. And all we got to do is wait for it. And God, he going to give it to you. He going to meet your needs. He meet every need. Amen. And so it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Sometimes we don't know why God is doing what he's doing. But we just got to obey him. We just have to trust him. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. All the days of my appointed time, all the days of my appointed time, I'm going to trust in God. I don't feel like giving up. I don't feel like turning around. I couldn't say that some time ago. I feel like giving up. I feel like throwing in towel. But somebody told me to throw a towel away so I don't have no towel to wave. So I'm telling you, if you got a towel this morning, throw it away. If you feel like turning around, go on and turn around, but do a 360. Keep following Jesus. Don't do no 180. Don't turn from him. Don't turn your back on him. Amen. God is working it for you. He's working it through. He's working it through you. Amen. It's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. Like I said this morning, somebody going to have a testimony, and I hope it's today. We got phones. We got text messages. Somebody going to answer the text today. Somebody going to send out a text today and say they got what they needed. I believe it. Somebody got what they needed. Anybody get what they need this morning? I got just what I wanted. If you got just what you wanted, lift your hands and tell God, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, because I got just what I wanted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. We do thank God for you this morning. We're going to extend salvation to you. Anybody out there, I know everybody here is saved. But if anybody out there that's going through and need of a Savior, need of a provider, of a keeper, his name is Jesus. He died for your sins. And he said, if you confess your sins, the Bible says you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Pray this prayer with me if you want to be saved. Jesus said, except you be born of the water and the spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. So it's important that you be born again. It's important that you accept Christ as your Savior. If you want Jesus as your Savior, if you want a prosperous and good life, as he promised those who follow him and trust him, repeat after me. Father, I thank you for Jesus. I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to forgive me for all my sins. I ask you that you will help me. I ask you to strengthen me. I ask that you will walk with me each and every day. I ask that you will lead and guide me by your spirit. I ask that you will baptize me in your spirit. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will help me on this day and forgive me for every sin. Lead and guide me. Instruct me in the way that I should go. When I fall, help me to call upon you. When I stumble, help me to look to you. I ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. I ask you to save my soul. I give my life to you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you this morning. Know that God is with you. Know that God is for you. Know that God has purchased, has bought you. He paid a great price for your salvation. Amen. And you will prosper as your soul prosper. You believe that? God is good. God is gracious. Amen. Let us stand dismissed. Anybody need prayer? The father do?
No, her mom.
The mom has? Yes.
Her name's Sue.
Cancer.
They don't think she's going to last.
We're going up there, hopefully May 9th, to see her.
And what's the person's name again?
Sue.
Anybody else we want to bring before God?
Oh, my friend
Kim, Sue. Okay. What's her name again? Kim. Sue and Kim. Heavenly Father, God, we come before you right now, God. Lord, you just told us, Lord God, you bought us, Lord. You paid a price for us, Lord, and we belong to you. And that our land, Lord God, our lives are going to prosper, Lord. And Father God is going to prosper, Lord God, not only with money, but with good health. So we pray for Sue this morning. We ask, Father God, that you will touch her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you will drive out all the cancer, Lord God, every cell, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. We cover with the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we send your word to her, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you would change that situation, God. Strengthen her, Father God. Heal and deliver, Lord God. And God, we pray, God, for Kim on today, God, that has no place to go, Lord God. The rent is due, Lord. We pray right now, Father God, that you work things out for her, Lord. Help her, Father God. God, I heard that you will send a bird, God, hallelujah, if you have to, Lord God. God, send that bird, God, from China, Lord God, if you got to, Lord. We pray, God, that you will meet this young lady's need, God. Touch, God, the landlord's heart, Father God. Show her some mercy, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, do what you normally do, God. Be miraculous, oh God. God, pay the bill for her, Lord God. Pay the rent for her, Lord. Touch the hearts of your people, Lord God, that's around her, Lord God, that will help her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word today, God. God, we know, Father God, that you're in our corner. We know, Father God, that you have bought us and paid a price for us, Lord God. And we shall prosper, Lord God. We shall continue to prosper, Lord, each and every day, God. All the days of our lives, oh God. Not only, God, with finances and things, God, but we shall prosper, Lord, also, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Lord God, with the characters of Jesus, the gifts of the fruit, the fruits of the spirits, oh God. Lord God, we need those, Lord God. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus, to seek your face, Lord God, first, Lord God. Seek righteousness first, God. And we know that the things that we need shall be added unto us, Father. We ask, God, that as we go today, Lord God, across the street, Lord, we pray, Father God, that you will go with us, Lord, go before us, Lord. God, we ask that you will open up some doors for us. Fill our mouths, oh God. Give us the tongue of the learned, God, that we should know how to speak a word, God, in this season, God, to those that are weary, Lord God. We pray, Father God, that you will make our way prosperous. In Jesus' name, amen.